Good evening. I would like to call our newly convened board to order for the adjourned September meeting, December 4th, 2018. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sussage?
Here.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Here.
You have a quorum?
All right. Quorum and all are present. This is exciting. Thank you all. Welcome to the new members. Welcome to the old members. With that, may I have, with the quorum being present, may I have an approval of the previous month's minutes?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Kellogg. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition. I will specially recognize all of our new board members. Thank you again for your service. And I know running and the campaign and everything, there's a lot of stress that goes on, and now there's new stresses ahead of you. So.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Citizens to be heard. Executive session. Old business. New business. May I have a motion to approve the County Board Committee assignments?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Gilmore. They were passed out in front of you to take a look at. I think most of you I spoke to about where you would be. If any questions, let me know. I'll give you a minute here to just take a quick run through.
Which one is law, justice, and legislation? Is that the super committee?
That is the super committee.
Oh, nice. I like that mix of people. Labor and grievance, is that committee going to meet? Or is that up to the chair?
That'll be up to the chair.
Okay. And econ development, is that short for economic development?
Or it might be economy development. I don't know.
Okay. I'm just giving people a chance to look it
over. You got a problem with that?
No, that's good questions.
That's what PBZ stands for.
What is PBZ?
PBZ.
Purcell? Nope, there's no B or Z on there.
I'm trying to think. Has there ever been? I'm trying to think of another.
I bet there's been a B on there at some time.
Baird?
Bannister? Zimmerman.
Yes. Law firm.
I think this is a good mix. You did fine. Or did well. Which is a Tony.
Did well.
Well.
All right.
I think you're fine.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Approval, may have a motion to approve the ordinance to adopt and implement the predictable recording fee schedule.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Gilmore. And Debbie, do you want to talk about this, or who would be the right?
It is the recording fee. where the law changed to make it so that every county in the state of Illinois needed to set a predictable fee for every single item of standard documents that have been recorded. In the past, documents were $49 for the first four pages and $1 for each additional page. Well, they wanted to make it a little bit easier for the people that were recording documents. Mortgages, for instance, are usually 16, 18 pages, so those were more expensive. Deeds are usually one or two pages, so those are $49. So right now, throughout the state of Illinois, everybody will have to have a cost study done or average the fees to record documents, and ours is $53. That's what we came up with. So this is going to have our predictable fee be set at $53.
Hey, Mr. Purcell?
And again, how does that compare to now? What is your estimate versus now?
Well, that was what we averaged for the last 3 years. We had a cost study done, and then since the cost study, we took the number of documents, recorded the amount of revenue we earned from that, and we came up with $53.
And you just divided it?
The amount we earned by
okay. And just, I'm out, I'm just curious, what did that study cost?
The fee study?
Yeah.
That was a couple of years ago.
Oh, it's been that long?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Other questions?
That's what the law is.
That was what the law is. So we had to pass this by the 1st of January of 2019, and it'll go into effect February 2nd of 2019. That's when the fees will actually be implemented. We have to pass it, wait 60 days before the fee can be put into effect.
Roll call.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, may I have a point of order, please?
You may.
On the previous motion, well, not B, but A, approval of county board committee assignments, did that also include the appointments on the back side of the sheet?
It did.
Okay, thank you. For the record, please.
For the record, thank you.
Thank you.
C, may I have a motion to approve of the state's attorney's appellate prosecutor resolution for fiscal year 2019, December 1, 2018 to November 30th, 2019, and authorization of payment for services in the amount not to exceed $32,000.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Mr. Weiss.
This is the standard resolution the state appellate prosecutor's office asks us to pass. The money comes out of my budget. It's already been budgeted and approved. So this is just to allow us to continue to have them do our any conflict counsel as well as all our appeals. So you're getting all the appellate work done for $32,000 a year.
So for our newer members, what would be a conflict or?
If for some reason I have a conflict with a case, that means my entire office has a conflict with a case. A special prosecutor would be appointed to come in and prosecute that particular case. And then all our cases that are appealed to Second District Appellate Court are criminal cases. Are handled by the state appellate prosecutor's office. So they do all the briefs, file all the pleadings up there, do any of the oral arguments on our behalf. So it's actually a pretty good price for what we get. Yeah, you can't get much better. And again, it comes out of my budget. It's budgeted every year.
Is that, are they the ones that did that bumper sticker too, I think?
I can't confirm or deny the I love my state's attorney bumper sticker came from them, but I would be willing to back.
We're giving it to Larry. Mr. Purcell.
Eric, that fee has been that amount, $30,000, for several years, has it not?
It went up a couple years ago, John, to 32. I don't remember what it was.
But
it
has been like a couple years.
25 to 27 before, so I mean, it's been incremental, but we are in the same group as all the other counties are set. So smaller counties are set a little bit less because obviously they have less cases. But those are the counties, I believe it's 30,000 population or above, are set at the same amount.
Okay, thank you.
Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. Set FY 2018-2019 salary for Kendall County Public Defender in the amount of $153,154.06.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks. May I have a motion too? Thank you.
Second.
Seconded by Purcell. Discussion on this? Mr. Purcell?
And I believe this is it 90% of the state's attorney's salary?
It must be set no less than 90% of the state's attorney's salary.
And that's by statute?
By statute, correct.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All ayes. Wow, look at this. This board getting along. May I have a motion to approve a fiscal year 2018-2019 salary for Kendall County Supervisor of Assessments in the amount of $87,618.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Purcell. Seconded by Liz, I think. She got in there.
I got in there first.
Discussion on this one. Mr. Purcell.
Mr. Kelpel, is this part of the salary reimbursed by the state?
I believe so, but I'm not sure the amount off the top of my head. I'd have to look into it.
But it's part of it's reimbursed, so thank you.
For the record, Mr. Giles is leaving the room.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Essig?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All ayes.
Was that 9 or 10? Did you call Mr. Giles or not?
I said he was leaving before
oh, that's fine. The just
roll call,
down.
So I would say he's absent
matter.
For the vote.
Just making a note.
I would call it a 9-0.
And he's back.
Still unanimous.
And he's back.
He's back.
And he's gone.
Max Manson.
Yeah, I remember that. Admin HR. Ms. Flowers?
approval of resolution establishing requirements for continued IMRF participation by current county board members pursuant to Public Act 099-0900.
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion?
I still have a copy if any of the new members would like to see it, just to...
Can you tell everybody what that does, or at least the two new? Yeah.
Basically, it's the members who are board members who are still eligible for IMRF have to work 600 hours annually in order to qualify. So basically, it's just a resolution continuing that particular state.
Do you know how far back that goes?
2016.
2016, I believe. Yeah, August 26th, 2016.
Thank you. Other questions on this? Roll call.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Essig?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. Finance Committee. Is this Mr. Purcell or Ms. Hendricks?
You can do it if you want.
Can I have a motion to approve the County Health Fund Levy 2018 payable 2019 in an amount not to exceed $757,000?
Second.
Motion
I'll
by
make the motion.
Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Essig?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes. All ayes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the Veterans Assistance Commission Fund Levy 2018 payable 2019 in an amount not to exceed $370,800.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Essig?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska.
Would any member object if I were to make a unanimous consent request to have the rest of the levies lumped into one motion?
I would.
All right.
How about unanimous minus one?
We're at the tuberculosis levy, right?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the tuberculosis fund levy 2018 payable 2019 in an amount not to exceed $15,000.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Essig?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Motion to approve Liability Insurance Fund Levy 2018 payable 2019 in an amount not to exceed $1,242,780.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Essig?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
All ayes.
Motion to approve Social Security Fund Levy 2018 payable 2019 in an amount not to exceed $1,407,000.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Essig?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
All ayes.
Motion to approve Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund Levy 2018, payable 2019, in an amount not to exceed $2,950,000.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Hessich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All ayes.
Motion to approve County Bridge Fund Levy 2018, payable 2019, in an amount not to exceed $500,000.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Aye.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Hessich?
All ayes.
Motion to approve County Highway Fund Levy 2018, payable 2019, in an amount not to exceed $1,500,000.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Hessich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All ayes.
Motion to approve Extension Education Fund Levy 2018, payable 2019, in an amount not to exceed $183,800.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Hessich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes.
Motion to approve Senior Citizen Social Services Fund Levy 2018, payable 2019, in an amount not to exceed $350,000.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion?
I just have a question.
Vickers.
Is that what funds the senior center in Oswego?
Yes.
That's the fund? Has there been any talk if the school district sells that building? And then the senior center, is there any plan on what will happen?
There's been a lot of discussion, but Matt, do you have something?
The senior center is one of the many groups that apply for a grant from us for that one. So unless the senior center was to put forward, with their own separate board, were to put forward something for us, I don't see it changing.
Okay.
We have our own policy that we don't give more than what they ask for.
Sure.
Mr. Kellogg, weren't you on some discussions?
I met once with them. They had a group meeting there talking about plans. What if they did ask for more this year from this levy than they have in the past by quite a bit. We upped their amount, but with the cap of the levy, we didn't fulfill their full amount. There was quite a bit of discussion about that, trying to get them more for what they do. As far as the building, they've had discussions, and then the school said they were going to sell it to the senior living group, and then that fell through.
Right, right.
And I haven't heard since then what their plan was. We were brainstorming about a community-type center at one time and park district land property where park district events would be there after hours and the senior events would be there while kids were in school. But that was just
okay.
Brainstorming session starting out, so.
Okay, I since the district put the building up for sale, I just wondered if there was anything happening.
There's been something, yeah.
Yeah.
Some anxious moments and then not, and then back again.
Yeah, and now they hired a realtor, so.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I don't follow that district too closely. Do they have over an abundance of school space?
No. It's the old Trauber. It used to be the junior high, and they built new Trauber. So
they built the new building, and they didn't rehab the old building.
No, it needs more rehab than the building is worth.
Okay.
By a lot. So the YMCA was renting it and the senior center. And now the Y's moved out because the district put them on a month-to-month lease.
What are they listing it for?
I want to say it was like $2.5 or $3 million. Because there's all that land that's, you know, on 34 too, like open field. So.
Interesting. Thank you.
Good place for an ace.
It's in the TIF district.
For a lot of barbecue. That's a good point.
A lot of barbecue grills.
You have a grill off over there. Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Not a cream egg.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Hessich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes. All ayes.
Motion to approve 708 Mental Health Fund Levy 2018 payable 2019 in an amount not to exceed $932,000.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
All ayes.
Motion to approve General Fund Levy 2018 payable 2019 in an amount not to exceed $11,502,524.
Second.
Yeah, motion by Hendricks, seconded by Kellogg.
I like that.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Standing committee may have a motion to approve the standing committee minutes.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All ayes. Special committee reports. KenCom Executive Board was Judy, now is Matt. Do you have?
We met on November
29th.
Recent. The budget. They're excited because it's December 11th, the new CAD goes live, and that's a big event.
Okay. Is there a big like send or like grand opening or kickoff or something?
Not really, because you know they're still doing their 911 work, and they have three shifts, so each shift is, you know, they've been training for it. Each shift is ready, but you know they're really excited about it.
Right. This is what we've been working over the last couple of years.
Yes, and they've done a couple of practice runs and, you know, ironed out some bugs. So it should go well.
Great. Mr. Purcell.
Judy, the KenCom, is it the finance meeting that meets monthly?
Yes.
And they typically meet about the same time as one of our finance meetings. Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
I know there were some conflicts.
There is one that we tried to get somebody to be the third alternate too, because
it's mostly
you and two are both on the same.
When we have a meeting here. That was really a conflict for me.
Matthew, I see you're the appointment. I think you just need to be aware that you're going to have some conflicts. And the other thing is I would just encourage you to stand your ground at that meeting, because there are some people in there who are very strong will. And I just encourage you to be strong-willed as well when it's appropriate.
I've been dealing with you for 6 years now, John. I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
John, the executive board meets quarterly. They don't meet every month.
Okay. I know there's a couple times you asked me to be there, and I think they were finance.
Well, because you and I were on the same meeting, but not at the same time that the executive board met.
Right. I think sometimes it was the finance that conflicted, and maybe it was a different meeting.
Various meetings.
Okay.
Matthew can work that out.
Historic preservation, Ms. Flowers.
We had our meeting last month. We basically made sure we were getting our the meeting for February. We had a conglomerate meeting. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that. We're working on some awards. So we're really kind of moving forward with that group. And then our next meeting will be on the 18th. Rather than traditionally on the 17th for this month.
Is there a significance to LaSalle Manor?
Pardon?
Is there a historic preservation meeting at LaSalle Manor?
Yes.
And
yes.
What's the significance of that?
It is one of the buildings that we are trying to get assigned as a historic building.
What's the historical significance of LaSalle Manor? Putting you on the spot, but I've driven by it 100 times or a million times, and
you
I don't.
You haven't been back there?
Yeah.
It's
been a long time, though.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
Matt,
I rode
Matt
my bike out there to see if they had work when I was like 16.
For that, you know, the specifics on that particular building, Matt would have those. But
Matt Prochaska?
It's a LaSallian Retreat Center. It's been there for decades, mm-hmm. and it is one of the best retreat centers in the Diocese of Joliet, if not including the Diocese of Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, for my Catholic wedding, I would have never been there. They forced me to go out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was interesting. I really was glad I went out there.
Interesting.
They forced you?
Forced. If I want to get married in the church, it's like, hey, I'm good.
Chairman's report. Yes.
Can I do a UCCA announcement?
You may.
The United Counties Council is announcing that we are going to have three different training seminars for 2019, regionally based. The first will be January 28th, 2019 in Springfield. The second will be February 15th, 2019 in Dixon. And the third will be March 15th, 2019 in Mount Vernon. Topics will include the Open Meetings Act, Freedom of Information Act, Local Records Disposal Act, duties of the County Board Chairman, First Amendment and social media issues, and the resulting liabilities to counties, and strategic planning and economic development for county board members.
Ms. Hendricks.
Can you repeat the location for the 28th?
January 28th will be in Springfield, Illinois.
It is, okay.
At the Sangamo Club.
Do I need to just let you know?
Just let me know which one you want.
All right.
And we'll get you on the list.
Okay.
We'll let Valerie know, right?
Okay, we'll let Valerie.
Okay.
Mr. Purcell.
Did you say that the one at Dixon covered local government fraud?
Oh.
That's good.
I think that will be a topic of many conversations and jokes at that conference.
Imagine that.
Experts on
that. Yeah.
And it will be, everyone will begin at 8:30 a.m. and will be done by 1:15, and a light lunch will be served.
Any more questions on UCCI?
It's a good event, so I'm told.
All right, Chairman's report. May have a motion for three appointments. Johnny Shaw, Regional Plan Commission, three-year term expiring January 2022. Larry Nelson, Regional Plan Commission, three-year term expiring January 22. Ruben Rodriguez, Regional Plan Commission, three-year term expiring January 22. These are all reappointments, and they represent Kendall, Little Rock, and Bristol Township,
so
respectively. Ms. Hendricks, motion seconded by Prochaska. Mr. Purcell.
Do we know, what was it, Kendall, Little Rock, and what was the other?
Bristol.
Bristol, okay. Oh, that makes sense, north of the river there. Okay. Do we know how their attendance is at these meetings?
I believe Mr. Keppel, do we have any issues on this one? I think it's not this committee, it's the zoning board that they
have
issues with. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they haven't had to cancel any meetings because of the lack of a quorum, to my knowledge, John.
This one is not?
No.
Okay.
No, and in fact, I have a new member, too, who has submitted for Big Grove, for which has not, which will be on the next agenda, but we haven't had a member on Big Grove since I've been on the board, so that'll be nice to give them some representation. Yeah.
A new person on that board?
Yeah.
Well, a full contingent then, if that person is approved?
Soon as one goes on, one goes off. So there's another vacancy that has arisen for Fox Township. Mr. Wormley has notified me that he doesn't want to be reappointed.
You've been on there quite a few years.
He has.
God bless you for doing those appointments.
Yeah, thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. And I wanted to mention a couple of other things. I got a meeting of Joint Review Board for Village of Montgomery. That the annual meeting of the Joint Review Board of Village of Montgomery, U.S. Route 30, 5th Street Tax Increment Redevelopment Project Area will be convened on December 11th. At 1 p.m. at the Montgomery Village Hall. Scott, do you know what this is? I think
they annually have the JRBs where they update on what's going on with the TIF, how much money it's made, how they're using it. Andres has attended in the past. I plan on attending the ones that I can this year.
And that's open to the public, so anyone is welcome to go. I wanted to mention also Sandy Davis, who many of us know from the I got an award as well from the Kendall County Extension Office. After many years, she announced when she came in for the budget presentation that she was retiring, and it'll be official in January. So there is a party at Kendall County Extension Office on Friday, January 25th, from 4 to 7 p.m. And we also will be recognizing her at the second meeting in January as well. I was invited to attend the 4-H annual awards banquet a couple Fridays ago, and they did give me a plaque, but I think, Valerie has it up here, so be sure to take a look at it. Just thanking the Kendall County for our support over the years of 4-H, and there are several of them, even though member Kellogg is not paying attention, he was one of them that was recognized as well and as an alumni. So and then with respect to the committees, I know that they're new and they're fresh and everybody's eager to get the work going. I know that staff was kind of hoping that we would wait so that since we don't have our committee or our official calendar until the next meeting, it's not final, but each chair can call it at their discretion. So if you feel the need to do so, you may, but otherwise I know staff doesn't mind being off for the holidays. Mr. Prochaska.
We'll give them the light of what's been going on with PDC. I think we'd rather get started sooner rather than later, so I would like to see if the members of the PDC committee would be fine with meeting Monday, December 10th at 6:30, which is the normally scheduled day. Okay.
Yeah, you guys can work that out. It doesn't have to be right this second.
They're fine with it. We'll call it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to have a highway committee meeting on December 11th, just so everyone knows. Scott Keppel and I have talked about the rules of order and whether we want to adjust it to allow to have the committee assignments coincide with the committee meeting requirement. We have to have the committee meetings assigned by January 1st. Our rules of order require that we have committee assignments tonight. You know, there wasn't a lot of turnover on the board, but when we first got on, it was 5-5, and there was a lot of turnover. We didn't know who the chair was going to be. We didn't have any idea. I mean, we kind of do, I guess, by the time we got in here. But, you know, we didn't end up approving it until the second meeting, if I recall correctly. So something that I don't know if anyone, if it matters or not, but I would suggest that maybe Mr. Keppel come up with some language for us to talk about. So we at least have that option to push it for future boards to the second meeting if needed. So I just wanted to mention that as well. All right, under other business, I wanted to, our state's attorney has done sort of a new member orientation in the past and has a packet, I think, on all of our desks. I will turn it over to you if you would like.
Real brief, I'm not going to go through the 10 sections that we gave you. I'm sure you can read it for the old members. It's just the update. So a couple things that were updated. Please make sure you take a look at that. I want to thank Leslie, Jim, and Annie for help putting those together. For the two new members, please take a look at them. It does talk about the rules of order as they currently stand, your powers and duties as county board member, ethic ordinance, the ones that we frequently get questions about, the Open Meetings Act. There's a do's and don'ts, some of that's from the Attorney General's office as well. FOIA, liquor control ordinance, Downstate Forest Reserve Act, 10 common agreements, votes that require more than the normal majority, and some of the very basic information on our collective bargaining agreements. So we will be meeting with two of you to go over some of the details for the two new members. But if you have any questions, please let us know. Second, for the two new members, again, or those that haven't done so, the anti-harassment training is online. Please make sure you complete that and submit a copy of that or keep a copy of that for yourself. And keep a copy of that for yourself that you've completed that training. We highly recommend that you do so. I complete the training. Everybody in our office completes the training. We recommend all elected officials complete the training as well. It's an annual training. So yes, you should do it. You do it each year. We provide it each year. Yes. Questions?
Ms. Hendricks.
I'm one of those people that hasn't finished that yet because every time I sit down to do it, life happens to me. But maybe for the new members and the board members, could you send that link out again via email?
It's on the website. But
it?
I can have.
I'll
send
the link.
Scott, Leslie, you shut. Yeah.
All right, because I've been wanting to do
Scott
that.
Can send it around.
Sure.
I'm sure the link is now buried like 400 messages down. And then, if I might, Mr. Chairman, just to revert back to the committee thing real quickly,
yes.
EDC will not be meeting in the month of December, and I look forward to hopefully setting that meeting for the fourth Friday morning of the month, if it works out, just so you guys can all look at your calendars and tell me whether or not that works.
Okay. Citizens to be heard? Questions from the press? I did want to point out that for our very first meeting, this may be the first time that I can recall us all having unanimous votes. So it will only, and that will end soon. But but for one, this has been great. So executive session. Will we at some point do an update on our pending litigation?
We're going to update those, and I guess that's I'll defer to Mr. Chairman and the rest of the board. We will be updating the two new members, so as to what has been transpiring so far. If the rest of the board does want an update on those, we can do so. I know you've been involved with most of those as they've been coming through, or all of them, I should say. But if there's anything you want us to present, we're happy to do so, but we don't want to just hear ourselves talk either, so. You let us know what direction you'd like us to go.
We also have to review minutes tonight?
No.
Oh.
I mean, soon.
Yeah.
So
is there a consensus? Does everyone want to go over our pending litigation, or are you okay if they update Amy and Robin?
How many do we have? 4 or 5, or where are we at?
All right. I think maybe we should just talk about
it. We can. I mean, we can give you a very brief summary of each one of them as to where they're at, what the situation is. I mean, there are more than 4 or 5.
Yeah, I think it's helpful.
But we can give you a brief summary. If there's more information you want, we're obviously happy to provide it, but we'll keep it short. And then if there's questions, go into a little more detail.
Yeah, it's probably good for us to review. Just
absolutely.
To
so, at what meeting would you like that?
The
COW or a
COW.
Board meeting?
COW.
COW.
I'll talk to Ms. Johnson, figure out when we get that to you, and then we'll figure out what works conveniently for your schedule.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. With that, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Motion by Vickers, seconded by Flowers.
Unanimous.
Mr. Purcell advised me before the meeting that he was going to abstain from this vote and shall be treated as though he is not present. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Can I ask you about that animal control?
Ms.